Now, just a little over 2 years ago, then Foxconn CEO Terry Goh and UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank signed an agreement that was supposed to create a partnership for engineering research and innovation. While the actual signed agreement didn't have a dollar amount in it, the figure of $100 million was discussed and celebrated publicly. 2 years into that five-year agreement, UW-Madison has received only a small fraction of that amount. Kelly Meyerhofer is a higher education reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, has been following this story from the start. Kelly, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Kelly, take us back to the early days of this Foxconn deal and this this outreach to UW-Madison and some other other campuses, for that matter, of this money that was going to be sent from Foxconn to campuses.
Sure. So back in late August 2018, we're coming up on the two-year anniversary, UW-Madison and Foxconn held a big news conference on campus. And I remember that Bucky Badger was there. It was a very exciting atmosphere. People were really excited about this partnership that was hailed as the largest research partnership in the university's history. Foxconn pledged $100 million that would partially go to build a new engineering building on campus. And it would also allow for sort of a pipeline between some engineering and STEM students to work at the company's facilities in the Racine area. And then last year, I decided to follow up right around that one-year anniversary to see how much of that $100 million had been received so far. And I found through a public records request that the university had gotten $700,000. And now that we're coming up on the two-year anniversary, I followed up again with another request. And the latest figure is still $700,000, which indicates that the university didn't receive any money from Foxconn in this past year.
So that's less than 1% of that original pledge. How was there a time frame in mind in the original agreement of when this would all come in?
That's a good question. I mean, the agreement itself is in place for 5 years. I don't remember the exact language off the top of my head. They could potentially extend that. But yeah, I mean, right now it's just in place for 5 years.
Now, this $100 million amount, this is the amount that was said out loud. Was that actually enumerated in the signed agreement?
It was not. And the agreement wasn't provided. I remember asking, you know, on the day that the $100 million announcement was made, I asked for a copy of the agreement, and they told me to file a records request, which they supplied a few days or weeks later. And the actual agreement does not include the $100 million. Instead, it's much more vague. It says that the company intends to make a substantial investment in research and other activities with UW-Madison.
So talking to either side of this, UW-Madison or Foxconn, is either party in this talking about whether more money is coming, how and when it might come through?
Yeah, I mean, what UW-Madison has told me is They've sort of deferred to Foxconn and said they're really in the best position to explain their plans. But they've indicated that, the pandemic may have affected this most recent year. Also, last year, the company's founder, he stepped down to run for political office in Taiwan. And then a special assistant to that founder, who was sort of like the de facto leader in the Wisconsin project, he stepped down for personal reasons. So there's been a lot of changes in the company's leadership. There's also been the pandemic. So those are the two big explanations the university has offered, but they've also said that we have an open line of communication with them. And last year they said that they were hopeful that the partnership will continue. They didn't really indicate that in this most recent story, though.
Was there supposed to be a matching side of things? Foxconn was going to pony up some cash and UW-Madison was going to try to match those donations?
Yeah, that's how it was framed at the time back in August of 2018. And I've asked the university how much they've raised in matching funds. Last year, they said they hadn't really started that fundraising campaign. because they were still sort of working with Foxconn. I asked that question again this year, and the university declined to answer.
Talking to Kelly Meyerhofer from the Wisconsin State Journal. She's been tracking a deal between UW-Madison and Foxconn to hit a pledge of $100 million from Foxconn to UW-Madison. $700,000 of that has been given so far. You also reported on another deal at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign that they made with Foxconn. What are the details of that? How did it compare to the Wisconsin deal?
Yeah, their partnership is a little more recent. It was announced last fall, and it wasn't Foxconn specifically, but it was this subsidiary of the company, sort of like a smaller part of the company, that announced they were going to give $50 million to the University of Illinois over a 10-year period. And this company subsidiary had worked with and partnered with the university before. And their agreement's a little different because it cites like a specific payment schedule in that they're going to give $1.25 million every quarter of the calendar to the university. So by my calculation, about three calendar quarters have passed since last fall. So that would be $3.75 million of the $50 million that they've received so far.
Now, getting back to the Wisconsin deal, as you mentioned, this was August of 2018, and I know, and I think you covered this in some of your reporting, some skeptics at the time said this was trying to drum up enthusiasm for the Foxconn deal. It was a election for governor that year, Governor Walker, a key player in the Foxconn deal. Was there some suspicion of that at the time?
Yeah, there was definitely suspicion, you know, particularly from Democrats who have had a lot of skepticism about the company and their projects, you know, across the globe. There's definitely been skepticism. You know, how this pledge to the university has played out has really only fueled that from those critics.
So what are you watching for to see if the rest of this pledge will be met over the next, I guess, 3 years of this deal?
I just plan to follow up every August for the next 3 years to see if, if any additional, if the company kicks in any additional money. I think it's important to follow up. If they were to give a substantial amount, I imagine there would be some sort of press release coming out. But, you know, in the absence of that, I'll just continue to submit records requests and follow up every year to see.
Now, you reported on something I hadn't heard about, a group of UW-Madison graduate students, a group called the Fox Hounds, protesting the partnership. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, so this is a group, mostly graduate students. They formed shortly after the $100 million announcement and university partnership came out. They sort of fall on the Democratic side of the political debate involving Foxconn, and they think it's just way too cozy of a relationship for a public university to have with a private company that has received a fair amount of criticism for its labor and environmental practices. So this group formed, they've pushed back against the university, they've submitted their own records requests, they distributed like anti-Foxconn flyers at a career fair where Foxconn was trying to recruit students. And then at a Board of Regents meeting a couple years back, they dropped some like banners that were anti-Foxconn. But they've been relatively silent over the past academic year. And I don't know if that's just because there's not that much to protest given how little the university has received from the company so far.
I want to switch gears for our last minute, Kelly. I know another story you're watching closely is the return to campus. This is a big deal around the country. You've been watching UW-Madison. What's the big story there right now?
I mean, the big story is just like how reopening will work. The university hasn't really given any indication that they're going to be backing away from this. Freshmen are moving into the residence halls next week. A few hundred of them actually moved in over the weekend. Those that live close by, they have sort of like an early move in. So I think what everyone's really watching is how, when, you know, the full student body is back and there's students in residence halls and some are going to classes that are going to be held online, can the university contain outbreaks, and, you know, in a way that so they can keep campus opening? Or will they be like what's just happened at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, where 2 weeks after move-in, they just announced yesterday that they have to pivot to all online instruction and they're sending students home because there were just so many COVID cases on campus.
You've got a lot on your plate to watch, Kelly. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Kelly Meyerhofer is a higher education reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. She's been following the story of Foxconn's $100 million pledge to UW-Madison since it was made 2 years ago. To date, UW has received only $700,000.